All right, it is Monday Money Minute Time with Patriot Asset Advisors. We have got Jonathan Taylor here. Who are we talking about today, Jonathan?
We're digging into some wonderful tales of Phil Collins, what do you think?
Yeah, Phil Collins, I've heard of him. He's had a few hits.
Yeah, yeah. So
he was the hit machine.
He had a spell, didn't he?
Yes, yeah, he did.
So, Mike, you're very aware of inflation, right? Everything costs more each year.
Yes, I am very aware of inflation.
So does that include divorce, you think?
Gosh, I haven't gotten married, so I haven't had to get divorced. Well, but I'm guessing probably so. Yeah.
Phil Collins, he certainly found out.
I think what happened was, didn't he have to live in the same house with the man that his wife was with or something?
Well, I don't know about that one. We'll save that for another time.
I don't want to steal your thunder here, but go ahead.
We'll just go through here in progression.
Okay.
So his divorce from his first wife, Andrea, cost him about $15
million. Oh, jeepers. Okay.
So later, his second wife, Jill, cost about $25
million. Don't get married, man. So don't do it, man.
Here we go. His third wife, Oriane, if I mispronounce her name, I'm sorry, but that was about $45 million.
Oh, jeepers.
Now, it's not over yet. And they reconciled, separated again with more legal disputes.
Don't say it.
I'm just going to say he spent about $85 million on divorces.
Man.
But now, you know, let's don't feel too sorry for him because you know, he made up for those losses in 2022 when him and his Genesis mates, you probably know, they sold their publishing rights and the master recordings.
Okay. Good.
Yeah.
There's a happy ending here, right?
$300 million.
Okay, fine.
Good split. And he recently sold his Miami Beach mansion for $39 million.
I think that's the mansion he had to live in with the wife and the,
is that what?
And her new boyfriend or whatever. Okay.
That'd be tough. But, you know, there's that old saying that money can't buy happiness. Bill has a lot of money, but it seems like he's not been able to buy happiness or health. He currently faces significant health issues. He relies on a cane or a wheelchair. And, of course, it's compounded by multiple knee surgeries, type 2 diabetes, kidney issues from alcohol use.
And he also has a hangnail, too. You know?
And, you know, he's basically got 24-hour care right now as of 2026.
But he's got the money for it.
Yeah. But, you know, that old proverb says, be careful what you wish for. You may get it. I think he wished for money and fame.